on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We start this Talking Tree segment with a text message that's actually come in from our, what we call the bird, the Skyview Satellite Distribution Unit.
The question was, I have a, this listener has a 21-year-old mesquite tree, and there's cracks around the base of the tree. He said fissures in the soil, and he says, what does this mean? And I saw a few of these this week, and it's a concern if you see the soil heaving or cracks that radiate away from your tree on one or more sides of the tree. It could indicate that the tree has blown in the wind enough that it pulled the tree over in one direction, lifting one of the roots that grew in that direction, and it cracks the soil above it. If you see that happening, that's not a good sign, and it's a warning that, the tree could be unstable in the soil. It might be a good idea to consider guying the tree using a duckbill system. There are some available at your local hardware stores, or you can call a certified arborist to get them out. There are some larger kind of industrial size duckbill systems, which are a duckbill system is a steel cable with an anchor on the base of it that's driven into the soil, deep into the soil. And when the line is tensioned, it turns the duckbill sideways in the soil and anchors that cable deep into the soil. You might want to consider hiring a certified arborist to come out and take care of that for you. That's not a good sign. Sometimes when we do anchor those into the soil, we have actually watered some of those in and then recompacted the soil with the idea of trying to get those roots to settle back down in. And because what happens is if a tree does pull up like that, it'll cause air to fill voids, it'll cause some air pockets to develop down underneath those roots. And if it can dry those roots out and actually kill the tree. So if you can water that in and push the soil back down into those cavities, it'll help to resettle the tree.
There's quite a fine balance in your business, because the whole last segment you were talking about drilling down to add more air and loosen up the soil.
That's right. Well, there are times you don't want it to be so loose that the tree's going to pull out and fall over the next time. Also, you might want to consider doing a little bit of end weight reduction on that tree, because obviously in the last blow, that tree was
heavy on the end,
doing some rocking and rolling. So it'd be good to probably take some weight out.
Let's bring Allison to the conversation and see how we can help her this morning.
Good morning.
Hello. How can we help you?
About 3-4 years ago, I bought an ash tree from a nursery. They came out and measured, where all the gas lines were. And it was like right where I wanted to plant the tree. So I said, we'll move it over a couple of feet. Well, now I'm second guessing whether or not I had them plant the tree too close to the underground gas line.
Well, the gas lines usually, if they're installed to code, are 3 feet below grade, and there's no, there are very few large trees. What size box did you put in? Size tree?
Well, the tree was. Is it a 24-inch box? 7 feet tall.
But was the box size about a 24-inch box tree?
Do you remember if it was wood crate or was it a plastic barrel?
It was in wood.
Okay. Yeah, probably a 24-inch. Even if it was a 36-inch box tree, they're only 28 inches deep from the soil level to the bottom of the box. So you're going to be above the depth of that line. I would not be too concerned about it. 80% of a tree's roots are in the top 18 inches of soil. 50% in the top 6 inches of soil, because roots only grow at a depth of soil where there's available oxygen for them to survive. They need between 8% and 14% ambient oxygen in the soil, and below about two or three feet, there's not enough soil to support root growth at all. So roots grow pretty much horizontally. They're going to grow out into the soil profile, like I said, pretty much in that top 2 feet of soil. So you shouldn't have any issues with that gas line, no matter how close you are. In fact, if you could have hand dug, you could have actually planted over the gas line. The only problem with that is if you ever needed repairs, you wouldn't be able to get down to it. So probably good to be where the tree is. But I wouldn't worry about that line, though.
Well, there you go, Alice. Rosie on the house. That's what we love to do. Just take away any anxiety you have. That's right. We have two calls in Tucson, Bill, and another one in, but we won't have time to take them in the segment. Y'all hang on, John. I'll take you at top of the hour news. We have about 2 minutes to wrap up. Final talking points?
Well, I wanted to mention a couple of things with regard to the soil remediation and the other services that we offer regarding soil, the air spade work. I am extremely proud of the 5 certified arborists we have on staff with Integrity Tree Service, doing disease and problem diagnosis, working with these new technologies with the air spade. I just want our listeners to know, if you have any needs for problem diagnosis in your yards, any consulting concerns, feel free to give us a call. We have our arborists are serving the various parts of the Phoenix Valley, and they'll get out and try to address those issues and give you a management plan going forward to tackle some of those trickier issues with your underground problems primarily.
And then that website for certified arborists around the state?
That's isa-arbor.com, and you can reach Integrity Tree Service at itreeservice.com, the letter itreeservice.com.
And on that website, I can also get that article on what you talked about here.
Preparing trees for summer. That's right.
John Eisenhower, Integrity Tree Service. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.